For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shireen Awad. Controlled burns are planned today and Thursday around the Lake Paris State Recreation Area, where almost 400 acres of brush are slated to be eliminated if the wind conditions are calm. Officials say the burns, designed to minimize wildfire danger, are scheduled between 6 a.m. and 12 noon adjacent to the lake. Motorists and residents are advised not to be alarmed by the drift smoke. According to fire officials, in addition to eradicating vegetation, the burns will improve habitat for the burrowing owl. Riverside County Fire noted Tuesday evening that the Jurupa Valley Lake Fire, which began late Monday morning in the Santa Ana River bottom near Lakeview Avenue and Pedley Road, has been held to 115 acres and is 85% contained. All evacuation warnings were lifted late Tuesday morning. Residents and motorists are asked to yield to fire personnel and equipment working in the area and to obey road closures for safety. Firefighters will remain on scene several days for mop-up. The cause of the blaze is under investigation. The Riverside County Board of Supervisors has okayed a proposed $277 million sports and entertainment arena slated to be built near Palm Desert. On Tuesday, the board voted 5-0 in favor of the 300,000-square-foot arena to be built atop a roughly 43-acre site between Interstate 10 and the Classic Club golf course in an unincorporated portion of Riverside County. It will seat just under 12,000 maximum, and officials are expected to work with Live Nation Entertainment to bring in live events, including concerts. A growing number of public schools are using mascots, food trucks, and prize giveaways to encourage students to get vaccinated before summer vacation. The massive effort to create a pep rally atmosphere comes only weeks after the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine was approved for younger adolescents ages 12 to 15. Administrators want to get as many shots in students' arms as possible. They hope it'll pave the way to return to normal classes in the fall, but they have a long way to go. Only a fraction of the nation's teens are vaccinated so far. CAL FIRE has added 6 CAL FIRE Hawk helicopters to its fleet. It comes as Governor Newsom proposes a $2 billion investment in combating wildfires and emergency preparedness, the largest in the state's history. Newsom said, climate change has created a new wildfire reality in California. Earlier, the governor signed an early action wildfire package to give the state a head start on projects to restore the ecological health of forests and watersheds, fuel breaks, and home hardening for at-risk communities, and improvements to defensible space to mitigate wildfire damage. The plan includes expanded investments for sustainable approaches to thinning California's vulnerable landscapes and funding to advance approximately 500 fuel break projects, building on expedited 35 emergency fuel reduction projects that played a role in containing wildfires last year. 2 stolen hand-carved artifacts, sandstone lintels dating back to the 9th and 10th centuries, were returned to the Thai government on Tuesday in a ceremony more than 50 years overdue. Authorities said the 1,500-pound antiquities had been stolen and exported from Thailand, a violation of Thai law, a half century ago, and were donated to the city of San Francisco. They had been exhibited at the city-owned San Francisco Asian Art Museum. San Francisco agreed to hand over the ancient sandstone slabs following a 3-year investigation by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and a civil lawsuit. The slabs had been structural parts of religious sanctuaries in northeastern Thailand. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shireen Awad.